This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Time for a new feature here on Classic Business called The Intelligent Investor with a nod to Benjamin Graham. It's brought to you by the Outvest Fixed Outcome Endowment, an investment with certainty. Now, last week we spoke to Outvest CEO Grant Locke about the Outvest Fixed Outcome. It's an investment product that offers the security of a fixed deposit in a very tax-efficient wrapper, a linked endowment. Now, the linked endowment is actually issued by OUTsurance Life, as Grant says, and allows OUTsurance or Outvest to pass on the tax loss that has been built up in the process of developing OUTsurance Life to potential clients in the form of a very attractive after-tax return. Grant, great to chat again. Broadly, and certainly from the feedback that I've got from listeners, there is still some confusion about how endowments work. So I thought we could focus a little bit more on that. What are they, and really, when are they useful?
Oh, thanks, Michael, and it's great to be on the show. I think an endowment is effectively an investment policy issued by a life insurance company. And what makes it different is that the assets themselves sit in the name of the life insurance company, which means the tax is that the returns and the growth are taxed in the name of that life insurance company. Particularly, normally, life insurance companies are taxed at 30%. Mm. So if an investor or an individual has got a marginal tax rate that is greater than 30%, like a 45%, for example, our top rate tax bracket, it actually can make sense to use an endowment as a tax-efficient wrapper for your investing. An endowment is something, is effectively just a wrapper. You can put anything, almost anything inside an endowment. You can put a basket of shares, you can put a unit trust, you can put almost anything inside these particular vehicles. And I think what we've got in particular, though, is sort of because of we've got a situation where there's a deferred tax asset that's been built up inside OUTsurance Life. And because it was built a solution that goes direct to the consumer, we've tried to keep things incredibly simple. So for this particular linked endowment, we use a fixed deposit that's issued by ABSA, and then it's wrapped inside the endowment. I think where an investor needs to be absolutely sure is if you're comparing the rate that we offer or that's offered by OUTsurance Life through this product to the market, which is currently 6.6% for this week, this is an after-tax rate. So when you're comparing it to a fixed deposit, it's going to look a lot less attractive. However, all of those rates out in the market are pre-tax rates. And so what you need to do is make sure that you're effectively comparing a pre-tax rate to an after-tax rate. I think there are two types of endowments that I think people need to be aware of. I think there's a linked endowment, which effectively means that the returns that you generate inside this investment policy are passed directly back to the investor. They're not guaranteed by the insurer. Where in a guaranteed endowment, which is another type of structure, where the insurer steps in and guarantees the returns to the investor. Okay, so they're both structures, they're both endowments. One's a linked endowment where the investor takes the risk of the return or generating the return or the variability thereof, whereas mm-hmm. in a guaranteed endowment, the insurer steps in and sort of makes that whole. Obviously, in the case of a fixed deposit such as this, the return is a fixed rate in any event.
And Grant, seeing as an investment in knowledge pays the best interest here, let's get a grip on the difference between simple and compound interest, because that's also important to understand here.
Yeah, Michael, when we were sort of designing this and working with OUTsurance Life and sort of putting it in a situation where we could communicate the rate to investors, it was actually such a minefield to really get to grips with the difference between simple and compound interest rate. Very simply put, if you look out in the marketplace, those incredibly attractive rates that you see, a lot of them are actually simple rates.
A lot of them at around 13%.
Yeah, those are simple rates. All it effectively means is that you will achieve that rate if you kept that investment to expiry and you took the difference between what you got and what you put in, divided that by 5. That's effectively the percentage return you would achieve. However, if you'd invested on day 1 and you looked at it in a year's time, that wouldn't be the same rate that you achieve. The simple rate is a rate that has been after compounding. Typically, if you're sort of looking for a rate that you can sort of understand how your investment's going to grow after year after year, you look for what's called a compounded rate. Compounded rates are typically lower than simple rates. So for a five-year investment, for example, if you look at a rate of around 13% as a simple rate, the compounded rate that you'd need to achieve is about 10%.
Yeah.
That's roughly where it sits.
And with compounding, effectively, you're taking that 10% on 100 Rand. At year one, you've got 110.
That's exactly
but
right.
But then your new base recalibrates to 110, and you grow that at 10 again. And so it compounds over time.
That's exactly right.
And really, in finance, we only tend to use compound growth. We very rarely use the simple rate, unless you're a marketer and you're trying to confuse people.
Well, it is effectively the same as your return, but I think you just need to understand what you're looking at. You need to know how to compare these things. And if you've got that in your arsenal, when you're looking at an interest rate on the market and, you know, out there in the marketing, you need to know, hang on, is this a simple rate? Is this a rate at expiry, or is this a compound rate? That's just another way. Is this a pre-tax rate or a post-tax rate? And these are ways that you as an investor can make sort of just more informed decisions about the types of things you're looking at.
And I think it all goes back and boils down to financial literacy, which is what we're doing with this feature as well. The Intelligent Investor is all about equipping investors with the understanding to go out there and be able to make the right decisions and know what they're looking at, whether they're comparing apples with oranges or vice versa. Now, Grant, you know that a big bugbear of mine in all of this is fees. And and the industry, through ASISA, which is the Association for Savings and Investments, has been working on ways to make comparing apples with apples possible. It is still a little complex. It's called the EAC. What is the EAC of fees?
Well, the EAC is sort of our trade body, the Association for Savings and Investments in South Africa. What they're trying to do is make it easy for consumers to compare what they pay for their investments across all of their providers. So when you ask for something called the effective annual cost, the idea is when a provider prepares that statement for you, that it contains everything you need to know. So typically, and what we found is you don't always see the fees you pay on your statement. It's not always common. And that's because when you invest in something like a unit trust, the returns that you receive are after your fees. And then you get fees such as your administration cost or your ongoing advice cost, then deducted afterwards. So you're not really seeing the entire amount of fees that you pay. Now, the EAC is designed to address this, to say, well, look, if you're investing for a period, and typically the statement comes out that it says there's an advice charge, which includes upfront and ongoing, an administration charge, and an investment management charge, and then, of course, any other charges. And that should total up to the total amount of fees that you're paying. So I think, you know, if you do something as simple as ask for your effective annual cost, it's going to help you make a lot more informed decisions about the cost, what you're paying, and the value that you receive for your investing.
And as we know, a couple of percentage points can make a massive difference when you compound that annually over time.
It's actually unbelievable. You know, they can literally add up to 20, 30, sometimes 40% of the value of your money is sort of couched in these percentage-based fees, because, you know, it's very difficult to work out how much you're actually paying. I mean, 3% on 3% on 500,000 Rand is 15,000 bucks a year. I mean, it's a hell of a lot of money. Now, just understanding that and having that arsenal, that ability to ask those questions, can help you make a much better call about how you want to do things.
Some intelligent advice from Grant Locke, the CEO of Outvest. Grant, we're going to have to leave it there.
Thanks very much for having me. Great to be here.
Are you looking for an investment that offers certainty? Introducing the Fixed Outcome Endowment from Outvest. You can get a fixed rate and a fixed outcome in 5 years. You pay zero tax on all interest earned, with one of the best after-tax rates in the market. There's no catch, only limited capacity. You can visit outvest.co.za for more information on its Fixed Outcome Endowment product. Outvest is an authorized FSP underwritten by OUTsurance Life. T's and C's apply.